WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear. We currently have 14 degrees below zero in Atlantic. A wind chill warning remains in effect for most of our listening area until noon tomorrow. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Fire has just been dispatched to a report of a fire in a basement of a home at 54924 650th Street. The call came in just before 8 o'clock. Everyone is out of the residence. And again, that fire was reported in the basement and was caused by a space heater. No other information is currently available. News time is 8:01.
Hey, did you catch that game last night?
No, no, please don't tell me anything about it. I haven't had time to find the replays on the internet. We had to go to Parents' Night last night.
You know, if you had the Hopper from Dish, you would have watched it as soon as you got home and even skipped the commercials.
I guess I'll have to stop into the TV store and see about getting hooked up with a Hopper from Dish so I never have to miss the game again.
Well, I'm headed home, and by the way, the score of the game was 43-14.
Hey!
If this sounds like something that has happened to you, stop into the TV store and check out Dish for your home. The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com. Get more at the TV store.
Features must be enabled by customer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Elsewhere in the news this morning, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special meeting beginning at 9 o'clock at the courthouse in Greenfield. During their session, the board will receive funding and budget requests from Steve Bowley with the Southern Iowa Trolley, the County Veterans Affairs Director, Rick Schecker, Building and Grounds Foreman, Rich Wallace, the Midwest Partnership, the RC&D, and the County Auditor, Mindy Schaefer. The board will hold a budget hearing beginning at 10:45. A woman who came to visit an inmate at the Page County Jail Saturday afternoon nearly became an inmate herself after it was determined she was under the influence of alcohol. Sheriff's officials arrested 37-year-old Leanne Gulbranson of Brattyville on a charge of public intoxication after she came to the north door of the jail around 1:15 p.m. smelling of alcohol. Gulbranson, who also is known as Leanne Benker, was released from custody after posting a $300 bond. The Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn reports they're waiving admission for all visitors beginning today through January 31st while exhibits are in transition and construction continues on its curatorial center. Museum goers who visit during the free admission period will be able to view the museum's permanent exhibit Across Oceans, Across Time, the Victor Borga Kiosk, Lego Play Area, Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, and Museum Shop. Danish Modern, Design for Living, the popular 30th anniversary exhibit that occupied two floors of the museum in much of last year, is headed to the Goldstein Museum of Design in St. Paul, Minnesota. The Goldstein will host the exhibit from February 1st to April 27th. Anyone who missed seeing the exhibit can purchase an exhibit catalog with photos and essays through the Museum of Danish America's Museum Shop. And taking Danish Modern's place on the main floor of the Danish Museum of America will be the Soren Kierkegaard exhibit, the Global Dane from February 1st to April 13th. As a theologian, philosopher, and author, Kierkegaard is hailed as one of the most influential figures of the 19th century. The exhibition, prepared for the bicentennial of Kierkegaard's birth, explores his life and work. English-Danish text is by Kierkegaard scholar Joachim Jarf. Also opening in February is another new exhibit, the Schleswig-Holstein and Turmoil on the Danish-German Border, which will be open in the Mezzanine Gallery on February 22nd and run until September 1st. The region of Schleswig-Holstein sits on the border between Denmark and Germany and for centuries has had a mixed population of German-speaking and Danish-speaking communities. The exhibit promises to teach visitors the history of the region and its impact on immigrant communities in the Midwest. In addition to transitioning exhibits, the museum's west side is taking on a new look. Construction of the curatorial center has progressed steadily since the groundbreaking in August. More information about the museum can be found on their website at www.danishmuseum.org. The Audubon Chamber of Commerce held its annual community banquet and awards program Saturday evening at the St. Patrick Parish Center. During the event, President Trish Nelson gave a review of the past year's activities and accomplishments, including the hosting and continued support of various events. Nielsen then turned the gavel over to 2014 President-elect Dave Witt. New Chamber board members this year include Vicki Robinson, Ashley Van Arnhem, Ann Wood Randeris, and Shane Lang. The Ottoman Chamber then presented its Citizen of the Year Award to Roger Malmberg, who is a native of southwest Iowa, who enlisted in the National Guard after high school and served two periods of enlistment. Malmberg graduated from college and moved to Ottoman in 1964 while continuing to study for his master's degree. He and his wife raised four daughters in Ottoman, and during his years in the community, Malmberg has been active with the Knights of Columbus and teaches Christian education classes. He's also served on the Conservation Board. The Junior Citizen of the Year Awards went to Madeline Christensen and Megan Deist, both of whom have been actively involved in high school sports, youth groups and community and other related activities. And the Community Service Award was presented to the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital for their dedicated commitment and outstanding care provided to the community, and in recognition of the Press Ganey Guardian of Excellence Award, along with 100 Great Community Hospitals list and Top 20 Critical Access Hospital Accolades. Well, jury selection is expected to begin today in a lawsuit against the maker of an infant formula that's being blamed for brain damage suffered by an Iowa girl. The Sioux City Journal says 5-year-old Janine Kunkel of Sioux City is unable to speak. She takes 6 medications a day and is given nourishment through a tube. The lawsuit filed in February 2011 alleges that powdered Similac powder, similar prepared by the girl's mother, led to Janine contracting bacterial meningitis that caused severe brain damage just days before, or rather after, Janine was born in April of 2008. Spokeswoman Tammy Jones for Similac manufacturer Abbott Laboratories said all of Abbott's powdered infant formula products are extensively tested before release to ensure they meet nutritional needs and to ensure their safety. Elsewhere in state news, a 31-year-old Mount Pleasant man has died after a snowmobile accident in southeast Iowa. Authorities say Justin Smith was headed south along the Skunk River near the Ketchum Bridge campground in Henry County when the accident occurred a little after 9 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say Smith was pronounced dead later at the Henry County Health Center in Mount Pleasant. Other details about the accident haven't been released, and the investigation is continuing. Well, firefighters trained for all emergencies and even a temperature of minus 15 and a wind chill of minus 40. That's what faced the crew of Engine 1 of the Cedar Rapids Fire Department and other firefighters Sunday night at a roaring house fire. Fire Captain Joe Miles said fires don't happen at 3 in the afternoon when it's 55 degrees. Miles said that breathing gear often freezes up and other equipment doesn't work right or breaks a lot easier in the frigid conditions. The 28 firefighters who were dispatched to Sunday's blaze took 20-minute turns on the fire line, leaving to check their equipment, fill up their breathing gear, and catch some rest. There were no injuries reported. And Miles says it's warmer in the house fire itself. You'd almost rather stay in it. But getting your car to start in the extreme cold can be a problem if you haven't taken the proper precautions. Nick Haas, service manager with Total Sales and Service Used Cars in Lamar's, said one of the most important things you can do is to make sure your battery is up to the job of cranking out the power that's needed.
Any battery that gets between a 4 and a 6 year lifespan is, someone can pretty much be guaranteed that it's going to be time to be replaced. So that's probably one of the biggest things. Batteries, antifreeze, make sure the antifreeze strength is good.
Once the car is started, Haas said to give it 5 or 10 minutes to run.
So everything, all the fluids get warmed up before you take off. That's hard on them to just get in them, start them up, and expect them to go when it's that cold.
He says engine block heaters are another way to make sure your car starts if it has to be left outside.
A lot of vehicles have them. Most of your diesels have them. If you've got one, it's well worth it. You know, when you go out there in the morning that the engine block itself is warm, it's going to crank right over. And
Haas says that you can get a heater for your car, but you need to make sure you get the right one.
Well, every one of them is a little bit different. They have to go in a soft plug hole, so not every vehicle is, I guess, user-friendly, you would say, to get them installed in that hole that it needs to be in. So it kind of depends on the make and the model.
The auto mechanic suggests using a fuel additive and keeping your tank full of gasoline, not just for your car's sake, but to give you added security should you find yourself stranded. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, thermal underwear may not be enough to keep some people warm today. The weather, as we know, is dropping to dangerously cold levels all the way from Montana to Alabama. It's so cold that officials in Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee, and other cities, and around here in southwest Iowa, have closed schools. The mayor in Indianapolis said driving in a city, unless it's an emergency, is against the law until further notice. A Roman Catholic Church official is due in court in Philadelphia today for the first time since his conviction in the 18 months in prison after being convicted of his handling of child abuse claims, but he was released and placed under electronic monitoring after a mid-level appeals court ruled that Monsignor William Lynn hadn't directly supervised the children. Prosecutors are trying to get the conviction restored. A federal appeals court in New Orleans is expected to hear arguments today on a Texas law that's led to the closing of many abortion clinics in the state. Planned Parenthood sued to block provisions in the law, and a judge ruled in the group's favor in October. But the higher court allowed Texas to enforce the law while the decision is appealed. A lawyer for a family of a 13-year-old California girl declared brain dead isn't disclosing where the teen is, but he says she's at a place where they are going to care for her, respect her, and love her. Jahi McMath was removed Sunday night from Children's Hospital in Oakland, where she went into cardiac arrest following routine tonsil surgery. Her family had been battling hospital officials who wanted to remove the girl from her ventilator. And an official with Goodyear says workers at a tire factory in northern France are holding two managers against their will in a conference room. The factory's union says the director and human resources chief were blocked from leaving after an especially difficult meeting today with staff. Goodyear has been trying to restructure or close the factory for more than 5 years. News time is 8:11.
Hey, honey, did you remember to record my football game?
No, I got busy and forgot. Why didn't you do it?
You know I have never been able to make the VCR work.
We really need to get the Hopper from Dish. I saw on the TV store's website that it can record up to 6 things at one time and all in high definition. You can even watch TV on a smartphone or tablet.
I just hate learning new technology.
It is so easy. Even Stacy's husband figured it out.
If this sounds like you, then head down to the TV store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. We do all of our own installations, so you will never have a stranger in your home. We are located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call at 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com to check out Dish for your home. Get more from the TV store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Joyce Stanley, age 81, of Casey, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Joyce Stanley will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Dexter. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Karen Owens, age 71, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. A funeral service for Karen Owens will be today at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Joanne Jody Henningsen, age 82, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Jody Henningsen will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. The family will also hold a celebration of life service at Atlantic Golf and Country Club after the memorial service. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Eugene Clark, age 81, of Stewart, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Clark will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Chester Pete Krogstad, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Bellevue, Nebraska. Funeral services for Pete Krogstad are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.